I love you so, baby.
It's time now for us to review what's going on in this fantastic world. We refer to it as talk radio. Some people call it news talk radio because we talk about what's in the news. And who better to present us with an overview? The big guy in the world of news talk radio is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. See how our discussion last week completely changed.
You know, I could have said something to you, but, you know, sometimes you just don't like to seem picky. And it's so cool being on the show with you, and you're so generous in terms of the nice things you say that I was going to say, hey, Doug, here's the way I want you to say it. But you figured it out, and then we had a nice discussion about all this media theory. You know, because everybody's going through all kinds of, like, headaches figuring out how to convert the terminology of the 20th century to the 21st century. I'll bet you within the production of your program, you still use terms like, I think I'm going to tape an interview. Well, we haven't taped anything in years. Or you're going out and buying a record. Well, it is a recording, but there are records out there. But for the most part, it's all digital files, or maybe some people still have that old-fashioned technology known as the CD or the DVD. Even those are becoming like 8-tracks. So a magazine online, you know, I'm not the publisher of Talkers.com any more than I would be the publisher of the building that we have, Talkers Magazine. It's definitely a magazine.
It is. And now I understand completely the concept. You brought me from the dark into the light, from the wilderness into downtown. You've brought me a lot farther than I thought I was going.
From the 20th century to the 21st century.
Kicking and screaming all the way.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, do you think there'll be books in 20 years? Just throw that concept out there. Do you think people will be reading anything on paper in 10 years, 15 years? These are very interesting subjects because we're going through a transformation that really questions what we consider to be human culture. Mm-hmm. Are we still going to be as human as we think we have been as a species in the next 25, 30 years?
Looking, you know,
at 40 years.
There's an interesting sort of play on that. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine. We're going to get him to give us the charts, the stories that are on the top 10 list this week of January 13th to the 17th. But they're always great anecdotal stories that are usually born of the material that is available at Talkers.com, which is a daily update of what's going on with the personalities, the stations, the ideas that surface on News Talk Radio. So I have...
Well,
let's do that, and then I want to digress again, because I think what I have tried to do with you over the years, is pretty much what I've tried to do with my own radio program, is broaden it out and bring in more people to the tent than just would be those who are interested in the political aspects of what is a lot of the discussion on News Talk Radio, but more of it is spreading out. Some of it comes inherently from the discussions of politics, but then there are other things that are on people's minds. And when you get to number 10 and you understand how important sports is and sports talk radio, it really, I think this week underscores it, frankly, for a couple of reasons.
And keep in mind, again, for the sake of clarity, when we talk about sports on this survey, we're not talking about monitoring the sports on sports talk radio.
No.
We're talking about sports talk discussion that makes its way to general talk radio. Because if we were going to be talking about sports talk radio, all you are hearing everywhere right now is Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. I mean, the amount of discussion about Tom Brady and Peyton Manning is even more than Obamacare. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but we all know that Tom Brady will prevail. End of story. End of discussion. Story's over. Finished. All right, anyway. So let's
here we
get
go. Number 10.
Number 10,
we have the NFL playoffs, and we also have the A-Rod Major League Baseball battle. And that's being talked about on news talk stations at number 10. Number 9, the return of Duck Dynasty and the Golden Globe Awards. That kind of was a bit of a buzz. At number 8, the New Mexico school shooting tied with the Indiana grocery slayings. At number 7, John Kerry's Middle East peace efforts. At number 6, the net neutrality case. Let's not get started on that. It's way too complex.
It is complex.
Number five, I mean, it's crazy complex. At number five, Obama executive order threat tied with the GOP IRS investigation push. At number four, Obamacare criticism, still in the top four. At number three, Hillary in 2016. At number two, the Gates book controversy. And number one, again, the post-Christie scandal. On the People Survey, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady at number 10. Number 9, Alex Rodriguez. Number 8, Phil Robertson. At number 7, John Kerry. John Boehner at 6. Ted Cruz at 5. Hillary at 4. Robert Gates at 3. Chris Christie at 2. But collectively, all the stuff that people talk about, Barack Obama has beat Chris Christie out of number 1, and he's back in the top spot where presidents usually preside.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. You know, you said something about number 6 that is interesting, and so I wanted to sort of in a moment quiz you on the complexities of some stories and how, surprisingly, because a lot of people think, many people who do talk radio programs are superficial, how this, in order to get to the number 6 spot, somebody must have understood it in order to have a reasonably intelligent conversation about it. So we'll scope that out a little bit more. And then I want to spend some time talking about number 8 as well on the countdown. You're listening to Michael Harrison, who's here, as we overview the hot hits, the things that have been big in News Talk Radio. The world of conversation is our oyster here.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your 9th wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 through 123. Exclusion supply. See store for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Michael Harrison is here from Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine, the overview of the big stories this past week. One of them, this net neutrality case. The complexities of it beg the question, as you suggested, it is very hard to understand. So are you surprised that it made it to number six, and are you surprised with the context of the conversation, given the fact that a lot of talk radio people these days are considered superficial?
Well, I mean, I consider everybody in the media superficial. The journalism is superficial, and the whole culture is superficial. So I'm not going to blame talk radio people for being superficial without spreading around the criticism far and wide where it belongs. Unfortunately, the net neutrality case, again, without opening a can of worms here, because we could talk hours about it, it overlaps a bunch of competing topics, like left versus right, free speech versus government regulation, fairness between the big guys and the small guys. And in some cases, we may need the government to step in to protect the small guys from the big guys, which then makes it look like the government is regulating the Internet. But if the government doesn't regulate the Internet, you just may not have the same opportunities to broadcast your show as some of the big guys do. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of scary. And let it suffice at that. It's a complicated issue because it mixes up a lot of our standard premises about where you stand and where I stand. It makes strange bedfellows politically. In terms of what was the other thing we were talking about?
The other thing we were talking about was the shooting, or all of the shootings, and that's number eight this week. The reason I bring it up is because at the surface, there's really nothing new here until you nose around a little bit. I was reading in a magazine the story of a website called CheaperThanDirt.com. Have you ever seen that?
No, I have not.
CheaperThanDirt.com sells pretty much any kind of a gun you could possibly imagine at prices that are half of what you can buy them for at Walmart or a gun store or whatever it is. And so I look at this and I think to myself, there's no wonder that even though the parents ought to be in jail, here's a kid in the seventh grade who brings a sawed-off shotgun to school. The fact that there are many other guns at home, the ease that we have of getting them, I thought we were supposed to be able to license it. How do you license somebody on the Internet? How do you do that?
Well, here we go again. This is where it gets complicated. We have the Second Amendment in this country. There is a case to be made for the right to bear arms.
Yep.
There's danger in government regulating any kind of freedom, and yet we have learned that if we don't have regulation, there is terrible abuse of freedom. In other words, we're not fully evolved as a species yet to truly be allowed to be completely free, because we can't protect ourselves that way from others of us, which are, shall we say, animals. And this is confounding to the average well-meaning person who wants to have guidelines, wants to have ideals, wants to have principles by which you could run a democracy and run a free country. Every time you step over that line, some jerk proves to you that you need to have traffic lights, you need to have cops, you need to have jails, and you need to have laws. That's the problem. We're stuck at this point in our evolution.
Well, we're stuck because there are too many people, and we can't really evolve now properly because there's just too many people on the planet. They can't be governed, can't be controlled. There's no wisdom anymore for a lot of people because they just don't listen to reason or wisdom.
And one of the problems with trying to be a good guy is there's still too many bad guys out there.
You're not. The idea is expressed here from Michael Harrison, editor of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour, a three-hour tour. Started getting rough, the tiny ship was tossing. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost. The ship's aground on the shore of this uncharted desert
island.
With
Kip
the skipper too,
the millionaire and his wife.
The millionaire and his wife.
He's going to get added to later.
He stopped. The professor and Mary Ann here on Gilligan's
Island. So there are a few people this week that need to be acknowledged. And the way to acknowledge them is to talk about why it was they were so much a part of our lives. Most of us grew up with Gilligan's Island. Russell Johnson died this past week at the age of 89. He was the professor. I remember meeting him, Richie, and interviewing him, and thinking as he got older, he really didn't love him. He was a fairly well-known actor, best known for his role, certainly, in Gilligan's Island. But you saw him in a lot of westerns before Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, his first role was Black Saddle.
Yeah.
Played Marshall Gibb Scott.
Yeah, he was a good guy and a bad guy in a lot of cowboys. And after that, he settled into some other acting roles, but again, best known as the professor on Gilligan's Island. He didn't look, though, as he got older. I remember he was probably maybe 75 or I'm trying to remember how many years ago. It may have only been 10 years ago. But I thought he didn't look anything at all. And it wasn't that he was bad. He didn't age badly, but he just didn't look like the guy.
Yeah, you remember seeing him on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't.
That happens.
It's funny. And I would say that about, like, June Lockhart and I became personal friends as she matured. And I remember thinking that it was just the opposite. She looked every bit the same as an older woman in her 70s, let's say, as she did when she was in her 30s and 40s. And I always laugh. She lives around the corner from me here in Santa Monica. I haven't seen her for a long time. But everybody always referred to her as Lassie's mom.
Yeah.
One of those people that, and I guess that while I'm in that vein.
Or Lost in Space.
Happy birthday to Betty White, who's 92. So we're talking about passings here. And next, we go to the Partridge family, as we said in Boston radio. Still playing records. The Partridge family.
Reuben Kincaid.
Yeah, this deserves an airing, too. The theme from the Partridge family. Crank it up, Richie. Right?
We had a dream, we'd go traveling together. We spread a little love and we'll keep moving on. Something always happens whenever we're together. We get a happy feeling when we're singing a song. Traveling along, there's a song that we're singing.
Come on, get happy.
Get happy.
All right, This was beyond a little my childhood. I was sort of an adult as I was capable of being. But you certainly grew up with the Partridge Family. So,
oh, absolutely.
Why do you remember? This guy was 82. And,
I thought Laurie Partridge was cute. Susan Day.
Right.
It was a fun show.
Went on to be in Law and Order, by the way. I mean, L.A. Law.
L.A. Law. I wanted to live in a bus just like they did, or travel around in a
psychedelic bus.
I thought the bus was cool. Yeah. I wanted to be a musician that drove around the country in a bus that looked like a school bus, but was painted in like all kinds of different colors.
So what do you remember about him?
That was the Brady Bunch. He was the one who kind of kept it all together. I remember him as kind of like the fatherly figure, because there wasn't one,
right.
You know, since it was just the mom and everybody.
So
he was funny, and he kept Danny Partridge in line.
Yeah. Boy, and Bonaducci.
Danny Bonaducci.
So everybody knows still in real life has to be kept in line. But it really is, when you think about the icons, and
very
what
iconic.
This meant to our own cultural history, both of these shows are pretty interesting, the influence of television in general. So we note they're passing 28 past the hour.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Situation around the country and around the world with conversation, we're very motivated, it seems to me. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Welcome back in here. Our conversation in this hour focuses on what's going on conversationally, the controversies, the scandals, the criticisms, the investigations, all the cases and the efforts that people put forth to try to stay conversationally, advocacy-wise, because that's really what a lot of news talk radio programs are all about. Let's face it, they're advocates for positions. And they attract people who want to advocate often for the same position that the host is advocating, unless the host is really very clever and can engage people. There are very few people, probably come up with four, maybe five names of people who are good, and I don't want to irritate those who listen to me, who are my friends, that I don't think are particularly good advocates, that are intelligent advocates for their point of view versus using the talking points and saying the same old yada yada. They just sort of, it's like throwing a match onto a bucket of gasoline. It's really easy to get people going. But how provocative, how thoughtful, how intelligent are the conversations? Well, you can gauge. I got four different examples here in the next few minutes of people who are talking regarding some of the issues this week. We know that the Governor Chris Christie arguments or the situation, or you want to call it a scandal because there are two of them. Seemingly now there's a third one developing. Number one this week in terms of interest. Here's radio host Mark Simone talking to another clever host. And that's why I said what I did a few minutes ago. I think Lionel is one of the most clever fellas on the radio. And the two of them discuss how the news media has handled the Chris Christie situation.
Lionel, how you doing?
Let's do this. Let's assume, as we say in law, arguendo, assume for the sake of argument that Chris Christie is not insane. Let's just assume that when he does something that is wrong or illegal, that there is a reason for it. Now, let's start off with my favorite theory behind this, because nobody can understand that these rogue individuals, these rogue elements thought when they were, you know, awash in power that they did something which was so incredibly awful and stupid that there's no way Christie could not have known this. There's no way that these people could have acted on their own. That's never happened before. I'm sure Nixon sat down and said, okay, you go into the DNC here, go to this. No, they sit back, and perhaps maybe he's guilty of having the wrong tenor, the wrong attitude, the atmosphere. But my favorite was MSNBC, or as I call it, MSDNC, that shows an uncanny ability to ferret each microscope microscopic aspect, the latticework of Bridgegate, when it comes to the IRS or Benghazi or anything else involving, you know, the president and the Democrats or whatever it is, because they are the apparatchik. They are the left version of Fox, to be fair, to be fair. They show absolute ignorance, no interest whatsoever in that. But this, and when I heard, she's a very, very nice, very smart and able person, Rachel Maddow's Rube Goldberg theory of the judicial nominations, I have heard, you know, we use the word, that's a conspiracy theory. What are you? That's a, this. Even conspiracy theorists say, wait a minute, hold it. Now, let's assume, Mark, you are Chris Christie, and you are furious after the legislature, the Democratic legislature, specifically denied you an appointee. Okay. How do you do it? The answer is, you do it the way Steve Fulop was handled, which you brilliantly today said. The New York Times did this expose. Another politician feels the wrath. That's the way you do it.
Exactly. That's when Christie.
And it's legal.
When
it's
Christie
legal.
Goes after somebody, they get funding cut, they lose access to commissioners.
Oh.
When an aide does it, some traffic cones get moved.
But not only that, you want somebody to know your wrath. You want somebody to know it's from me. Now, you also don't want to, because I think Christie's a pretty good politician, to incur the wrath of a major constituency that may, now here's the most important part, may or may not get the connection. If you're going to pull a practical joke, if you're going to be a Donald Segretti, if you're going to go after people, they have to understand A, it's from you, and why. And also, you don't want collateral damage.
All right, so that's Tacos Lionel. If you've never heard of him before, he works in New York and Philadelphia and is pretty engaging one way or another. You find it very difficult not to listen to him as he makes his points. Okay, so that takes care of Chris Christie. Now, the next thing that has been big this week, the Benghazi report. So as we listen to and monitor a lot of these talk radio programs, the host stations around the country, there are the reason that we have a list of 10 things is because those are common items that are discussed by lots of people on lots of programs. So here we put together a collective. See, I'm getting paid by the word. I put caller and collective together. So that's how I got up with collective. Got that? Here's a collective of people who had something to say about the Senate Intelligence Committee's overview of what happened at Benghazi.
This thing with Libya, first let's go back to the beginning. We have been involved in Libya since the 1700s. Remember that, the Marine song, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli? We have been involved over there, and that embassy over there was swarming with our CIA, just like they have been swarming in Africa since the decolonization of the African continent. The CIA killed Patrice Lumumba, and they knew what was going on, but everything was done to discredit this president. We need to start checking our CIA. There's a government in exile, as far as I'm concerned, with the CIA. Look what they have been in. They haven't prevented anything, to my understanding.
First of all, the question should be, we never should have went into Libya. I mean, what gave us the right to send our murdering CIA terrorists into Libya to slaughter the leadership and take over that country? And all you people talk about is Benghazi and this clown who got killed. How many people did we slaughter in Libya? Why don't you talk about that? We had no right going over there. We are the number one terrorist nation on the planet with our CIA. Why don't you talk about that?
When we began the war on terror, it seemed like the country was so united and our patriotism was so strong. But just since we're going down party lines on our thoughts on four people losing their lives in Benghazi. And now that we have found out through a lot of work that this was preventable, it just seems like it's making everybody angrier with each other. I mean, I think we need to stop at the party line and who we're for and who we're against, but realize that we've lost four lives. And I really think that getting to the, you know, the truth of what happened is good for those families and for the whole country in general. We just need to get back our united patriotism if we're going to beat this war on terror.
Benghazi callers. Up next, we turn to three different shootings from this past week. That'll be in review here in a matter of moments, so stand by for that. I'm Doug Steffen.
If I had a nickel for every child who needs a hand.
If I had a dime
for every big dream.
For every day to get out and play.
For every kiss to make it better.
If I had a penny.
Just a penny.
From you and millions of other Rite Aid shoppers.
To round up for kid debt.
Just imagine the change.
Your change could make.
Learn how to round up your Rite Aid purchases to the nearest dollar and give the change to kids in need at KidSense.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Research from Rogaine Brand and Men's Health reveals that one-third of men experiencing hair loss admit to feeling helpless and defeated. But that doesn't need to be the case. I'm Joe Duquette. Entrepreneur, TV host, and Rogaine growth coach Bill Rancic shares his advice on how to succeed in life, love, and business while tackling hair loss this new year.
You know, confidence is so important to success in all areas of your life, whether going on a first date or meeting a new client. Feeling good about your appearance is critical. I can speak from experience that the last thing you want to be thinking about is thinning hair.
When Bill noticed his hair was thinning, he tackled it head on with the help of Rogaine Foam.
Conquering hair loss meant one less thing on my mind while I was chasing my goals.
Start the new year off right by making a resolution to conquer your hair loss with Rogaine Foam. For more tips from Bill, visit mhgrowyourgame.com. That's mhgrowyourgame.com.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club by January 19th, you can receive up to a $20 gift card. Spend it on the things you need this winter. Everything from family favorite snacks, hearty soups and hot chocolate mix, to long-lasting LED light bulbs and more. So join and save. Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Doug Steffen back in here with an overview of what's going on, some of the hot items this past week. And as I look at the school shootings, and well, the school shooting in Mexico, the Indiana grocery store shooting, the movie shooting, number eight on the list of the big topics this week. Here is a host named Stacey Brooks working with somebody else on his program named Mike Russell. They talk about the strange circumstances surrounding the shooting in Florida, and if the man who shot the innocent man, that's my pejorative because I think that's what it is. Does he get to claim self-defense?
The escalation of this altercation, I can't fathom.
I understand that you were upset that somebody in front of you was texting. I understand it sounds like you left the theater. Maybe you were going to speak to a movie employee, an usher, to say, you know, please, can you ask this gentleman to stop texting? And my understanding, Mike, is that when he came back in, the younger man, the one that wound up losing his life, you know, looked back and said, did you just go tell on me that I was texting? And that's when the popcorn began.
Right.
But who takes out a gun?
Well, and this is unclear that the man had the gun when he went to the movie theater.
Right.
Maybe he had a concealed carry license,
sure.
Or, you know, it's Florida. Depends on where you are. You can shoot anybody for any reason in Florida. But this man might have gone to his car, got the weapon, came mm-hmm. back. It might have escalated beyond that prior to.
That would be even worse. I mean, what? So somebody was texting in the movie, you were upset, so you went to your car, got a gun, came back in and shot him?
Right. Here's where it gets in. Retract the clause, because you know where I'm going with this, and you're fired up about it. But I want to ask this question.
Okay.
Because we have seen Fullerton police. We've seen video of two police officers killing a homeless man mm-hmm. and being acquitted of all charges. Okay. We know how jacked up our legal system is.
I'll give you that.
This man is a retired police officer, by the way. He understands the system. He understands the process. Mm-hmm. You can only imagine what he's seen.
Mm-hmm.
If he had popcorn being thrown at him, he might claim it was hot, buttery popcorn thrown at him. Could he claim self-defense? It's as odd as it sounds, and I know how I could see your blood boiling over there, but can you imagine that he would use that as self-defense?
Well, he might try to come up with something, but I...
Well, he's going to have to come up with something,
right?
Obviously. He's not going to plead guilty. I shot a man for texting in a movie theater.
I know. I mean, I think he was a man on a power trip. I don't know. The details will unfold. But there's no rationale. There's nothing that could have been happening in the theater that involved texting that would cause you to take out a gun. And certainly somebody throwing some hot, buttery popcorn on you doesn't give you the right to shoot your weapon.
Right. I understand. I understand that. I'm not saying he had a right to kill a man for having popcorn thrown at him. He obviously is 71 years old. He's been a police officer for his entire career. Maybe a short fuse. Maybe tightly wound.
Right.
Maybe missing the action. There's a lot here, but understand this. A, important to note, this is an isolated incident between two people.
Mm-hmm.
This has nothing to do with a mass shooting in a movie theater. We don't need to jump to those types of things. We don't need to have the TSA at movie theaters now, everybody getting frisked when they walked in. This was an isolated incident with an older gentleman that just snapped.
All right. Here's the overview of what happened to that supermarket in Indiana from a couple of talk radio hosts to wrap this up.
We need to talk about a really sad story that's coming out of Elkhart today, because a crazy person, 22-year-old Sean Walter Bear of Elkhart, fatally shot two women in a Martin's grocery store up in my old hometown.
Yeah, this hits close to home for you.
It does indeed, because it turns out that one of the women who was shot and killed was a classmate of mine, and it just sucks. It just sucks to hear that and to have it hit so close to home.
Yeah.
So awful, awful. There were three, obviously, people totally shot, that one being the shooter.
The gunman.
And apparently they found a knife next to him, too. So, you know, obviously the conversation is naturally going to go to, oh my gosh, you know, guns
gun
and gun control and all this stuff. But the point is, he was ready to hurt people with whatever tool he needed to hurt them with.
Yeah. And I think that they say that the action of the Elkhart City Police Department responding to this, I mean, they did a really good job responding.
Immediately. They were there in 3 minutes.
That's great.
Amazing. So I'm sure that they, and actually, when they shot the guy, he was holding a gun to the manager's head.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, major, major props to the police there, who arrived in just record time and who were able to take him down before anybody else was. Ugh, it's just a horrible, horrible, horrible story.
It really is. Well, we'll be thinking and praying of the families of the two victims, and yeah.
Ugh,
it's just awful. And I'm sorry to hear that she was a classmate of yours, Mom.
51 after.
Thank you. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Concerns in the air and on the ground.
All right, 53 after the hour now. Time for us to do the image report, in a manner of speaking. Every week, Michael Levine is here from his perch in Los Angeles as the best. Many people consider him to be the best PR mind in the country. He certainly has had a lot of stars, but not only people that are from the movie business, television business, entertainment, et cetera, but he's represented politicians, people that are big in business. So he understands image and image consciousness. So I'm just going to ask him, I'm going to go through the list of things and, more importantly, the people who this week, in my opinion, have an image problem based on either misperception, lack of perception. So let's start with the person who's number one on the hit parade, Chris Christie, this week, Michael. What does he do about his image? Does he have a problem?
Well, he has a challenge, no question about it, Doug, but what I think he is doing is responding to it with his classic candor, and that there is a big constituency for candor in America. I mean, we have become so tired as a society of listening to politicians answer questions that we didn't ask. You know, that kind of slick willy response or not answering a question that we see so often on the Sunday morning shows. Chris Christie is a breath of fresh air in that he answers a question directly, whether you like it or don't like it. And I think that's the style he's using, and I think that style will serve him well.
Yeah. All right. So Christie gets a thumbs up if we were doing the old Siskel and Ebert show. Next is Robert Gates, who, in my opinion, comes out in this book, as the author of this book, as a winner, but I'm not the expert. You are.
Robert Gates is one of the most universally respected American political figures of the last 10 years. And for him to be able to write a book that says about his commander-in-chief what he believes to be true, I think it's a very courageous act. I think it has a lot of credibility. Remember, Robert Gates served under both a Republican, served under eight presidents, but both a Republican and a Democrat. So he has a lot of credibility. And I do think he comes across as very thoughtful. Now, people question the timing, right, whether or not he should have waited. And he says, I just don't think the issues that we're discussing can wait until 2017.
All right, and that's a well taken, well meant. So one of the people that has done well as a result of his comments is Mrs. Clinton. So her image, even though Benghazi, so she had pluses and minuses this past week.
She does.
She has Benghazi on one hand and maybe some culpability there, but the other side, Gates makes her out to be, and practically endorses her, in fact, for the presidency, makes her out to be a smart, good manager who serves the country well.
I think that's largely true. And what he does more importantly is he absolutely devastates Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
When the former Secretary of Defense says that the vice president has been wrong on virtually every foreign policy issue in the last 40 years, I don't know what to say.
Next. All right, so let's talk about the image of the commander-in-chief. It's almost, for me anyway, like he's a caricature. He's becoming almost irrelevant, frankly. And I don't know what, I mean, he's not irrelevant to the discussion for the purposes of the right-wingers who need some fresh meat all the time. But in terms of his presidency and what he's doing, people just, I just find people ignoring him.
Well, he is not the vital figure, the yes, we can, hope change figure of 5 years ago. That's clear.
Is he already a lame duck, you think?
I guess the President of the United States always has a capacity to move public opinion to some degree and create a great deal of attention to some degree. But I think that any fair reading of Barack Obama by any person, including his most militant supporters, would have to include the word disappointment in the sentence.
Yeah.
Now, to what degree? But the guy that swaggered into office in 2008, almost viewed by Americans as a saint, as a living saint, has hardly, by any standard, including people who like him and supported him and voted for him twice, has been a disappointment.
Yeah, there's nothing there that's sort of like a just a hello, is there anything? It lights on nobody home. All right, thank you. Michael Levine, check out the LBN Alert, which he's responsible for. Great news coverage there, lbnealert.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.